You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for June 1987. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Let's step right over to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. Well, conventions top off this edition of the DX Audio Service. Let's start with the other guys first. It's convention time, AnarCon 87. Communications yesterday, today, and tomorrow will be July the 16th through Sunday, July the 19th at the Novotel Hotel in the heart of Mississauga, Ontario. The host of this year's convention is the Ontario DX Association. Mississauga is located adjacent to Toronto. Hotel room rates will be Canadian $62 or U.S. $47 per night, single or double occupancy. The convention registration fee will be Canadian $25, U.S. $19 per person for the full convention, and the Saturday banquet will be available for $25 Canadian or U.S. $19. Registration forms and complete information is available from the following address. Please include two Canadian or U.S. Mint postage stamps to AnarCon 87, Post Office Box 232, Station Z, Toronto, Ontario, M5N2Z4, Canada. And the deadline for reserving a hotel room and ensuring a banquet ticket is June the 26th. Again, the 26th. Well, I'm happy to say that the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service will be hosting this year's convention for the National Radio Club. The 1987 National Radio Club Convention will be held September the 4th to the 7th in Lima, Ohio. It will be held at the Milano Inn located in downtown Lima. The Milano Inn is located at 418 West Market Street and has blocked 40 rooms for the convention. Those traveling in by car should request directions if you need it. The convention fee is $28 for members and $20 for second member of the family. Separate plans are in the works for the wives so that they have something to do. The fees cover an all-you-can-eat dinner buffet on Saturday night consisting of two meats, salad bar, hot side, vegetable, and dessert, and an all-you-can-eat Sunday morning breakfast consisting of fresh fruit, scrambled eggs, two meat choices, juice, rolls, and toast. During the Saturday night dinner at the hotel, we'll be providing a cash bar for those interested. However, the fees include the beer, pop, and munchies for the weekend. The convention fee must be paid before the convention. Checks should be made payable to the National Radio Club and sent to me here at the Audio Service. The address is 706 McKenzie, M-A-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. The room rates for the Milano Inn are $32 for a single room with one person, $37 for a single with two people, $40 for a double with two people, $45 for a double with three people, $50 for a double with four people, $35 for a king size with one person, $40 for a king size with two people, and $56 for a master suite for one or two people. Persons attending the convention should make arrangements directly with the Milano Inn for their rooms and also make arrangements with the inn if they'll be sharing rooms with other members. The Milano Inn's telephone number is area code 419-228-2525. Be sure you indicate to them that you are attending the National Radio Club Convention. You will also be required to give a credit card number or pay in advance to hold the room. The cutoff date for the prearranged rooms are August the 10th. The convention committee will not be taking any room reservations. During the convention, there will be tours of local broadcast facilities, and several members will be on a local TV news program talking about the National Radio Club. And of course, as with past conventions, the club will have its own radio station on the air, WNRC, with news and information concerning the convention. This year, a little twist. Members should listen to WNRC for clues on the NRC quiz and for listings on what will be on the NRC auction. I also understand that WNRC will have some of the top air talent in the nation on during the convention. Some more details on that later on in the program. If you are traveling by car from the north or south, it's easy to get to Lima. You just want to get on I-75. If you're coming from Fort Wayne, you need to take I-30 to Route 309. From Columbus, the best way is to take 33 up to Marysville, and then take 33 to Wapakoneta, then north on I-75. For those of you that will be coming from the northeast side of Ohio, take 71 south to 30 west. From the southeastern part of the state, take 70 over to Columbus, then follow the 270 bypass on the north side of Columbus to 33, and then take 33 north to Wapak. Amtrak has a station here in Lima, and if you decide to take Amtrak, please let us know so we can make arrangements to have someone pick you up at the train station. Amtrak is only 3 minutes from the motel here in the Lima area. We are in the process still of arranging connections for those of you that fly, and the best airport to come into is Dayton International. Toledo and Fort Wayne do have airports, but I found that the fares are higher into those airports than Dayton, and both are longer to get to. On last call, Piedmont had the best fare so far. As far as getting you from Dayton to the convention, we need to know how many members will be flying in. We'll be able to get a good rate if enough members come in on Thursday night and leave on Monday morning, but again, it depends upon the number of people traveling by air. If nothing else, someone will pick you up at Dayton, but we will only be making runs on Thursday and Friday night and Saturday morning. Convention fees must be received no later than the day of the convention. Members will not be admitted to the convention proceeding without payment. Convention buffet dinner and breakfast will only be available to paid-up members. All auction items should be sent to me here at the DX Audio Service. Please do not send anything that you wouldn't bid for. In other words, no junk. Also include an estimated value on the unit so we know what to ask for it when it goes up for auction. And we will have more details on the 1987 National Radio Club Convention on our next edition of the Audio Service. And I hope to see a lot of members of the DX Audio Service here at the 1987 National Radio Club Convention in Lima. I get a chance to meet a lot of the editors which are on the service and a lot of great folk from the printed side of the house and a good number of members which show up every year for the convention. On this edition of the DX Audio Service, we have a DX programs list which was compiled by Bill Carney from the Michigan Area Radio Enthusiasts. We'll share that with you. And of course, our regular bunch of editors will be in with all the news, views, and information concerning you and the DX hobby here on the DX Audio Service. Right now, here's Jerry Starr with a look at the AM Switch column. Jerry?
Hi, this is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. We have a couple of AM switches to wade through today, so let's get started, shall we? We'll start with call letter changes, and on 580 WELO, Tupelo, Mississippi becomes WWPR. On 690 WCKK, Oshkosh, Wisconsin changes to WLKE. 750 WRGE, Oliphant, Pennsylvania becomes WWAX. On 920 WWWR, Russellville, Alabama changes to WJRD. On 1190 WTPS, Hughesville, Pennsylvania, they have become WBUG. On 1200, news station in Columbia, Mississippi will be WJHP. 1270 WHBF, Rock Island, Illinois changes to WKBF. On 1280 WXOZ, Jacksonville, Florida becomes WSVE. 1300 WGRC, Spring Valley, New York changes to WLIR. 1400 KYOT, Great Falls, Montana becomes KXGF. 1420 WLIR, Herkimer, New York changes to WYUT. Couple changes on 1450 WCEA in Newburyport, Massachusetts changes to WNCG, and WLNB in Charleston, South Carolina becomes WWHT. 1480 WBEA in Mission, Kansas becomes KOSP. 1410 WRAN Dover, New Jersey changes to WMHQ. On 1540, WPXZ in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania will be WECZ. And on 1560, a news station in Hazard, Kentucky will be WYZQ. Applications for news stations, they include on 840, Pflugerville, Texas, 870, Providence, Rhode Island, 890, Buena Vista, Georgia, 1030, Tye, Texas, 1060 Holly, Texas, and 1180 Claude, Texas. Two new stations were granted on 1200 in Chicago, Illinois. They will be 10,000 day, 2500 night U4. And as we mentioned before, a new station in Hazard, Kentucky, which already has the calls WYZQ, that station will be 1,000 watts daytime only. Application highlights, just one of interest on 1540 KKDI in Sheridan, Arkansas, wants to move to 880 kilohertz full-time with 10,000 watts day, 220 watts night. Highlights from grants in this issue on 540 KVIP Redding, California raises power to 5,000 watts. 1430 WNEL in Caguas, Puerto Rico raises night power to 5,000 watts. And on 1590 WPLW in Carnegie, Pennsylvania, that's suburban Pittsburgh, they raise their power to 5,000 watts. And a couple highlights from otherness on 770 KPLA, Riverbank, California. This new station has been heard testing. And since this was published, this new station, by the way, is now on the air. KPLA, Riverbank, California, now on the air. And on 1590 WAWA in West Allis, Wisconsin, this station's application to move to 1200 was in competition for this frequency with an application for a new station on 1200 in Chicago. Kind of went back and forth a couple times. The initial decision was to grant the Chicago station. WAWA was successful in getting this decision overturned in their favor. And then CID Broadcasting, the Chicago applicant, was given an additional hearing before the FCC Review Board, and an agreement was reached between the parties where CID's application for the new station in Chicago will be granted, and WAWA's application for 1200 will be terminated. And so evidently that is the final decision on that. 1200 goes to Chicago. Now on to edition 151, and starting with call letter changes on 700 new station in Soledad, California becomes KKJZ. On 890, new station in Ceiba, Puerto Rico becomes WJSE. 1030, WFXZ, Sterling Heights, Michigan becomes WUGM. On 1080, new station in Edwardsville, Illinois will be WHRC. 1100, WGBE, Woodbine, Georgia, changes their calls to WGGM. This station, by the way, is new and not yet on the air. On 1120, WTKS in Buffalo, New York, they have decided to have that call set aside. They never use that call, and they remain with their old call of WHTT. 1320, WCLU, Covington, Kentucky, becomes WCVG. 1410 WTKT Durham, North Carolina. This station never used that call, and they remain WSRC. 1450 WQIC Meridian, Mississippi becomes WMDN. 1460 WPDQ Jacksonville, Florida changes to WRQL. Originally, this station was listed as changing to WRQT. And that was a typo made directly by the FCC and sent out in their public notices. So that change is to WRQL. 1490, new station in Custer, South Dakota becomes KFCR. And on 1600, KTNS Plano, Texas changes to KSSA. In number 151, there were a lot of applications for new stations, and we'll scan down through them. They include on 640, Kentland, Indiana, 650, Santa Clara, Oregon, 760, Palm City, Florida, 780, Alta Vega, Puerto Rico, 850, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 860, Eugene, Oregon, on 1160, Chuckatuck, Virginia, 1180, Hope Valley, Rhode Island. That's an application for a synchronous transmitter to operate in synchronicity with WJJF. On 1270, Lansing, New York, 1340, Lance, Michigan and Madbury, New Hampshire, 1490, Kingston, Alabama and Klamath Falls, Oregon, 1560, Myrtle Creek, Oregon, on 1570, Athens, Ohio and Elk Hills, West Virginia, 1580 in Redding, California, and on 1600, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and Sequim, Washington. Those are all applications for new stations. Two new stations were granted. They are on 650, Rancho Cordova, California, 5,000 watts day and night. And on 1230, a station licensed to the west side of Houston with 600 watts day and night. That will be a synchronous repeater of KNUZ. Highlights from applications in this edition include on 650 KUUY Orchard Valley, Wyoming wants to change city of license to Cheyenne. 730 WACE Chicopee, Massachusetts wants to raise their day power to 9,300 watts and go full time with 500 watts at night. On 810 KCHG, Somerset, Texas wants to go full time by adding 250 watts at night. 870 WMNE Menominee, Wisconsin would like to go full time by adding 500 watts at night. 890 KPTO, new station not yet on the air in Citrus Heights, California, wants to change their city of license to Fair Oaks, California. 910 WTXN Lafayette, Alabama wants to move their city of license to Pepperell, Alabama. On 930, KBFW, Bellingham, Washington, would like to go full-time by adding 500 watts at night. 1050, WTSJ, Cincinnati, Ohio, also aspiring to full-time with 500 watts at night. 1140, WCLW, Mansfield, Ohio, would like to change their frequency to 1160 and become full-time. 1150 KIMM Rapid City, South Dakota wants to add 500 watts at night. 1330 WELW Willoughby, Ohio goes full-time, or at least this is an application to go full-time for 340 watts at night. That's a reapplication, actually. 1370 WLOP Jessup, Georgia would like to add 2,500 watts at night to be full-time. On 1450 KJUN in Puyallup, Washington would like to move to 1440 kilohertz. On 1480, WYDK Yadkinville, North Carolina wants to move down a notch to 1470 and become full-time. And finally, on 1600, KZUN continues to move around the map. This CP for a new station was originally issued for West Richland, Washington. The city of license was then moved quite a great distance to Priest River, Idaho. And now this application is to move the station again, this time to Elk City, Idaho. Couple grants of interest in this edition on 550 KJOR Sun Valley, Nevada. They have changed their city of license to Reno. And on 690 WVOK Birmingham, Alabama, night power of 500 watts. Scanning down through otherness on 640, we find that WLVJ Royal Palm Beach, Florida is now on the air. On 830 WACN Franklin, Kentucky, CP for new station has been canceled, so you can scratch that one out of your logbook. On 1060, KHJK Lockhart, Texas, this station is silent. 1100, WQDQ Thompson Station, Tennessee, another CP for a new station that has been canceled. 1160, WYNS Lehighton, Pennsylvania, they are now here full-time, formerly on 1150. 1250, KHOG Fayetteville, Arkansas, this station is silent and will be sold at auction. 1300, WOSC Fulton, New York, another station that has gone silent. On 1330 WMJT Mount Juliet, Tennessee, CP for new station has been canceled. Scratch that from the log. 1400 KCZN Santa Paula, California, former silent station is back on the air. Also on 1430 WKYL Laurel, Mississippi, formerly silent station, has returned to the air. And on 1590 WTRW in Two Rivers, Wisconsin, that had been silent, is also back on the air. That about does it for this edition of AM Switch. I'm Jerry Starr, and I'll see you on next month's edition with more from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Now, once again, here's Fred.
Thank you very much, Jerry. And as I spoke about on the first part of this tape, we're putting together some material for the 1987 National Radio Club Convention, in specific for our little radio station that we're going to have on the air. And if you'd like to be part of that and would like to voice some scripts or perhaps do some one-liners and read some material for us, all you got to do is just volunteer your time. And you'll have your material presented live or perhaps semi-live via the WNRC automation system on the air during the 1987 National Radio Club Convention. Just write to me here at the DX Audio Service and we'll set you up with all the material. Interesting story submitted by one of our members about a radio station which not many of us get to hear. Here's a story.
In 1966, Abe Nathan flew a single-engine plane Israel to Egypt. He said he wanted to show both countries that there were no real barriers between them. Then A.B. Nathan raised funds to establish a peace ship. He has staged hunger strikes, he's tried to sail flowers to Egypt, and he runs a pirate radio station. Reporter Mel Muchnick spoke with Nathan on board the Voice of Peace.
you're listening to is a recording of a pirate radio broadcast beaming into the Middle East, all in the service of peace. The Voice of Peace is just one of the many often impossible adventures of Israeli A.B. Nathan. Now with a peace treaty between Egypt and Israel, A.B. thinks his work is just starting.
Till such time as all the neighbors, all the countries around Israel follow the example of President Sadat, of live and let live, and use dialogue to replace violence in the area. And I think this will come. Our station was meant from the first day was to create the kind of climate for peace by having dialogue between Arabs and Israelis, getting both sides to understand that there is another side. Understanding the other side, we're trying to preach, doesn't mean surrender, but helping to solve the problem. We try to play the kind of music that talks about peace. We know that we have a lot of listeners in Israel, we have a lot of listeners in the Arab world, from Damascus to Cairo. A lot of people listen to us, which is very important because we take them away from listening to the regular governmental controlled stations in the area. Our only success is the fact that we haven't stopped broadcasting. We are persistent and we continue to stay on the air and still talk the language of getting people together. And our work now, today, I think is more important than it was before, because it's not just you sign a piece of paper and you have peace, it's how to strengthen that and give people some faith and hope in what's going to happen tomorrow. And actually a lot of our broadcasts now will be directed to the Syrians, Jordanians, and Palestinians. I think the only key to peace now, where the attempts has to be made, where I will be working off, even if I have to fly there, is the government in Syria. Too much drama is given to acts of violence in all our front pages and the media throughout this area. And I think it's very difficult sometimes to dramatize any peace efforts. If I can dramatize my flight to Syria to bring the necessity of peace also on the northern front, I think it'll keep the subject alive, and that's what I want to do.
From somewhere in the Mediterranean, we are the Voice of Peace on 1540 kilohertz.
Well, now it's time for John Bowker with a look at the travelogue. John?
Okay, and thanks very much, Fred. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the June 1987 edition of the travelogue for the DX Audio Service. This month, we're going to be traveling from the state of Washington to the province of Quebec, and we'll be going down into Florida and down into the southwest, too. So I'm glad to have you with us. We're going to be starting at the 940 kilohertz position on the AM radio dial with this particular edition of the travelogue, and we'll see how far Fred lets us get up the dial before he just snaps us off because our time is up. And with that, let's start with 940 kilohertz on the DX Audio Service.
WCIG Lima, it is 11 o'clock on Memorial Day, 86. About 72 degrees, I think. Not bad. Here is Aretha.
Reaching all of northern Michigan, you're tuned to Radio 94, WIDG St. Ignace, with the finest in entertainment and information.
AM 94, WGFP in Webster. It's 8 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock, it's 56 degrees. I'm Joanne Harrigan.
Thank you, Joanne. This is WILD New Orleans, the best station with the best music. My name is Jay Johnson with more of the music you like.
You're listening to Radio 940, WCIT, Lima. It's 1 o'clock.
Good afternoon. For 94 Action News, I'm George Cole.
ABC for Southwestern Michigan, WJOR, South Haven.
94 WVLD, Lebanon.
Mutual News.
Get the spirit of the holidays on WGRP, WGRP-FM, Greenville, Pennsylvania.
AP Network News. Good morning, I'm Leslie Sawyer.
I got just about enough time to say that this is WINE Brookfield, and this is WINE FM, Brookfield Danbury Stereo 95.
From the country music capital of Hawaii, this is KAHU in Waipahu. This is KAHU Radio News on the Hour.
The time, 10 o'clock, Radio 940, CBM, Montreal.
Well, that's mostly the 940 tape for this month. Except for that last ID, I can't overemphasize how historically significant that ID is, because not only did the announcer say CBM, but he also said Montreal in the same sentence. About the 1st of May, I was on the outskirts of Quebec and made a tape recording on the hour of 940 kilohertz. This is what I heard.
CBC 940, Montreal.
Hello, I'm Peter Zosky. After the news this morning, unless you're in a part of the country where Morningside is replaced by hockey today, more on the news. We'll pick up with our own notes from Ottawa and Meech Lake on the historic constitutional step taken last night by the First Ministers. Mike Duffy and Don Newman join me with their insights and observations. That kicks off Morningside today. And that all starts about 5 minutes from now.
Here is the CBC News. Good morning, I'm Ken Haslam. An Air Canada jet impounded by customs at London's Heathrow Airport this morning has been released.
It's frequently interesting to note the lead item on news of foreign newscasts because it rarely matches anything we get in this country. As a matter of fact, back in the 1st of May, I ask you, did you know that an Air Canada plane had been actually detained by customs in London? Goodness sakes, of course not. And let's see, WGRP's lead into the news. I love that jingle. I didn't even know that jingle was authorized and permitted, but if you didn't catch it, go back to the Greenville ID on 940, and you'll hear what they do, how they pad time up to the top of the hour at WGRP. The only other comment would be the number of breaks we had for WCIT. I guess we can explain that very easily. Fred Vobey, who lives in Lima, Ohio, as you know very, very well, sent in that recording of WCIT that was recorded just a year ago, Fred, I notice, Memorial Day 1986. The other two I recorded when I was passing through Lima nearly a decade ago, so those IDs scan quite a bit of geography, and they scan quite a bit of time, too. Okay, let's move on with the 950 tape on the DX audio service.
Good morning. For News Radio 95, I'm Paul Snyder. It's 28 degrees.
You're in touch with news and information. News Radio 95, WWJ, Detroit. CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney.
Valley Highway at the Boulder Turn. Twenty-seven after five, rolling home, sweet, sweet Randy Robbins. Ain't never harmed nobody on the radio. From Kim in Denver, 95, here's Cat Stevens.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to KJR Seattle.
Station of the Stars, WPEN, Philadelphia.
9 o'clock.
And we could have lots of rain this whole weekend for the opening of the Showboat Casino in Atlantic City. High today in the low 50s, right now clear and 42 degrees. This traffic note southbound 90.
Via satellite, this is the RKO Radio Network.
The center of the dial, 950,
WROL Boston.
Don't miss the boat, Hunter.
Now 20 seconds will allow our local stations to identify themselves.
This is 3WI, your official New York Yankees radio station. WWWI Hyde Park.
You're listening to Radio 1 to WWJ Detroit. The time is 4 o'clock.
WXLW.
WXLW.
WXLW. Indianapolis.
On this Tuesday afternoon on Farm Radio 95, WIBX Utica, Rome.
You're in the center of everything at New York 95, WHVW.
The music you remember, WHVW.
Welcome to Tuesday. You're on New York 95, WHVW in Hyde Park.
This is WPET in Greensboro.
WBBF, Rochester.
Andy Frattari, WBBF.
From the Aldo 95, WJPC, Chicago. It's Jeff Harrison, Summer Sunlight, Phase 3.
Cars bomb on your dial, WPET, Greensboro. WHET, 950 in Franklin.
WHG Radio's award-winning news at this hour.
Jack Rousey with the records. It all comes your way from WCTN Potomac Cabin John at the 950 spot on your AM dial. News coming up in just 1 minute.
Today's sacred sound. WCTN Potomac Cabin John.
It's about 33 degrees now in downtown Steubenville.
Well, that was quite a hodgepodge of the 950 IDs that we have on tape here at the DX Audio Service. Unless your ears are double-jointed, you may have had trouble picking out the second ID on that set. It was from Denver, K-I-M-N, King Item Mary Nancy. And that's the Intermountain Network. That's where the IMN came from in their call sign. They're the flagship station of the Intermountain Network for news and weather and sports and stuff like that. Oh, also for ski conditions. Very important to them. Cabin John Potomac, we had trouble finding that on our map at one time. But if you have trouble, you'll find it's really the District of Columbia. It borders the District of Columbia in the northerly section, perhaps northwest corner of the D.C. is Potomac Cabin John. And as you've been hearing from Jerry Starr, they're just increasing their power and doing all kinds of wonderful things. And speaking of Jerry Starr, just while we take a break here for a second, you're catching all the different call letter changes from Jerry. And the FCC works every day of the year almost. Well, they work about half, about 10% of them work about half the days of the year. Now, seriously, even though you're only getting one DX News per month now, don't let that throw you, because in fact, what that means, Jerry has to collect an awful lot more information in a thicker envelope for the DX Audio Service. But he's going to be telling you, if he hasn't told you already, about the change of WHN in New York, changing to WFAN, and that's one of those little tragedies. As a matter of fact, on the DX Audio Service, very shortly, we're going to be having a story about three-letter calls that Fred Volpe was able to garner, and we're looking right now to get that produced for an early edition of the DX Audio Service. You're going to find that very interesting, I think, on the history of three-letter call signs for broadcast radio. And a little bit about the history of call signs, period. Well, now, before I use up all my time, it's time to go on with the 960. We have time, don't we? Sure. Let's run the 960 tape this month.
WBEU, Beaufort.
Pocono 96, WPCN Mount Pocono, 28 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock.
Lindsay and you on a CFTJ Wednesday.
The 1 o'clock in South Bend News is next.
WSBT.
This is WEAV 960 on your dial, Plattsburgh and Burlington.
CBS News, this is Doug Poling. In a 6-2 vote, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that the government did not act illegally.
I just love you so. Hallelujah, I just love you so.
Cable, KABL Oakland, KABL FM San Francisco. In the air, everywhere, over the spellbinding San Francisco Bay.
This is the sound of New Haven, WELI, 230.
KOOL, Phoenix.
This is CBS for the Rolling Valley. We are Radio 96, WFIR, Roanoke, 9 o'clock.
This is WATS, Sarah.
Good morning to you. It is, 9:08? That's what it is. And, well, Stern, good morning. Brad Trout along with you on 960 Radio until 12 noon. We've got music and fun right up until the noon hour. And to get us rolling for this hour of music, this is Jermaine Jackson and his latest tune, brand new. It's called Let's Get Serious at 9:09 from WWST.
The Salisbury Exchange Club is sponsoring an Easter dance at the Wicomico Youth and Civic Center for the benefit of the Salisbury Zoo Project.
WBOC. Salisbury.
WEAV 96 Country.
Hi, folks, this is Ronnie Millsap, and you're listening to the best music in the North Country on WEAV.
Okay, that does it. That's the 960 tape on the DX Audio Service for June 1987. You may ask yourself, why do I have so many WEAV breaks? Well, the one legal ID that you heard earlier in the 960 edition there was recorded in 1981, and I thought at the 1st of May when I was up that way, I would see if I couldn't get another legal ID and just update the collection. And what you heard were the IDs that were played on the hour for 5 straight hours while I was still in range of the 960 station at Plattsburgh. So they don't give legal IDs on the hour, but then increasingly a lot of stations don't. Interestingly enough, though, Montreal is very near Plattsburgh. That means that a lot of the Plattsburgh audience is in southern Quebec and northern New York and northern Vermont and like that. And, of course, the Quebec stations aren't giving legal IDs, legal in the U.S. terminology anyway. Well, this has been a lot of fun putting this together for you, and we'll pick it up at starting with 970 next month. I'd like to give credit where credit is more than due, and very belatedly in a lot of cases. The people who have contributed to this melange of travelogue include people like Mark Strickert in California, Mike Dukin up in Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin, Tim Hendel in Florida, and Bob Walker in Michigan, Ron Clark in Pennsylvania, my own son, John Bowker in Indiana, Jerry Starr in Youngstown, Ohio, and Fred Vobey, who came through with a WCIT break and lots of others, too, for us here. I'm John Bowker. I'll see you next month. Fred?
Thank you very much, John. And if you'd like to contribute some stuff to the travelogue and like to send John Bowker some IDs on tape, all you have to do is drop him a cassette named John Bowker, B-O-W-K-E-R, 14 Canoe Brook Drive. That's two words, C-A-N-O-E, Brook, B-R-O-O-K. And the city is Princeton Junction. Two words, Princeton, P-R-I-N-C-E-T-O-N, and the abbreviation for Junction, J-C-T, period, New Jersey, and the zip code is 08550.
Drive, drive, hurry, run in and out, do it young, better go, gotta be late.
Take it easy.
Slow down and live with C-H-U-M 1050 Toronto.
An interesting article appeared in Radio World magazine written by David Hughes entitled Canada to Go Sequam. Canada's Department of Communications, the DOC, has selected Motorola's Sequam system as its national AM stereo standard. In a 21 March announcement published by the Canadian Gazette, which is similar to the U.S. Federal Register, the DOC indicated that AM stations operating with stereo systems other than Sequam have 1 year until 31 March of 1988 to convert to Sequam or cease broadcasting in stereo. The DOC, which develops and defines Canada's technical broadcasting regulations, said in its Gazette statement, the AM stereo broadcasting transmission standard to be used in Canada will be based on Motorola's Sequam system. The department will issue an AM stereo broadcasting transmission standard very shortly. Canada joins Brazil and Australia as nations that have formally endorsed the Motorola system as a national standard. No nation yet has selected the rival Con-Hazeltine ISB system as a standard. However, several, including Japan, are still studying the issue. The U.S. has refused to select a system, opting instead for a marketplace decision. To date, only about 10% of the U.S. AM stations have gone stereo, with less than some 350 selecting Sequam and less than 100 using the Con system. The DOC ruling officially ends an experimental period in which Canadian stations were free to test the Sequam or Con or other systems. The experimental period was initiated in September of 1982. According to figures compiled in 1986 by the Canadian Association of Broadcasters, the CAB, about 50, or about 12%, of Canada's 435 AM stations had gone stereo, and the majority of those, 42, were using the Sequam system. Only 8 had selected the Con system. The influential CAB, which late last year recommended to the DOC that it selected Sequam, stressed in its recommendation it was based on the marketplace forces and not on technical considerations. It was primarily a marketplace decision, said Mario Folletti of the DOC's Director of Broadcast Engineering, Planning and Standards. There was an overwhelming consensus to go with the Motorola system. Apart from the CAB's support for Sequam, the Radio Advisory Board of Canada, which represents a wide range of other broadcast associates, says that they support the Motorola system. Leonard Kahn of Kahn Communications refused to comment to Radio World magazine on whether he thought the Canadian decision would affect his ongoing battle between his system and the Sequam system in the United States. However, Motorola AM stereo manufacturer Frank Hilbert says that he was absolutely pleased with Canada's decision. I give the DOC a tremendous amount of credit for sorting through a difficult decision. While he was hesitant to speculate on how the decision would impact to the U.S. marketplace, Hilbert says he believes it would increase the rate in which AM stations would switch to go to stereo. Another Motorola official added that he thought the decision would encourage some of the 90% of non-stereo U.S. AMers that are now sitting on the fence to select the Sequam system. And hopefully on a future edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, we'll have more on the continuing battle between Con-Hazeltine and Motorola's Sequam AM stereo systems. And that just about wraps up Side 1 of this cassette, the DX Audio Service, for June 1987. On Side 2, we'll hear from Phil Wayne, and I'll be back with a look at programs you can listen to on shortwave that deal with the DX hobby. More of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service is coming up for you another 45 minutes on Side 2. Thank you for listening.